Barry Bonds came within inches last night of one of baseball's most celebrated milestones. The San Francisco Giants star hit a long drive to center field, a ball snagged at the wall in a leaping catch by Chicago Cubs fielder Juan Pierre. Barry Bonds still stands one home run short of Babe Ruth's career total of 714. Today we're going to take a look at that achievement.
Here he is in the motion. There's the windup. Here's the pitch. It's a slow curve low, and the Babe swings. It's a long one going out toward right center. Stengel is backing up against the wall. He can't get it. It's in there. Another home run for the Bambino.
That was broadcaster Ted Husing calling one of Babe Ruth's 714 home runs. He hit his last on May 25th, 1935. Lee Montville has written a new biography of Babe Ruth. He came to our New York bureau yesterday to talk about the Babe and that moment some 71 years ago.
He was just about all done. He looked a little bit like Barry Bonds looks today. You know, he really couldn't run, couldn't move, and he was caught in a bad situation, had been sold to the Boston Braves and really was playing out the string. And he was on a prolonged road trip, and things seemed to be going badly from one spot to another. But on this one magnificent day, he went to the plate, and he had three home runs and a single. And the final home run supposedly was the longest home run ever hit in Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, and it was his last base hit.
What did Babe Ruth think about his place in history?
Well, I mean, he was the forerunner of the whole deal. He was like Lindbergh going across the Atlantic with the two ham sandwiches in the spirit of St. Louis, as opposed to all these guys who have trainers and statisticians and video vaults and all kinds of different things to help them along, not to mention the possibility of the steroids, and that these guys are more like Steve Fawcett or Richard Branson setting one of those around-the-world balloon records. The Babe's records had much more substance. He was the first person to hit, I think, 200 home runs, 300 home runs, 400, 500, 600, and 700 home runs. He really just set the standards for everybody.
Yeah, and beyond the home runs, he still holds some records that no one has touched.
He just was a colossus above everybody in the game at his time. He really invented the home run. Before Babe Ruth came along, a home run was kind of a mistake. Hitting a fly ball was a mistake, and a home run was just a longer mistake. But he came along and had a big uppercut swing and hit the ball in the air and showed the value of hitting the ball out of the ballpark.
You mean nobody went really for the home run before Babe Ruth?
No, not at all. It was Home Run Baker who had led the league in home runs with 8. It was a whole strategic time of baseball. It was really chess moves you were supposed to hit the ball on the line or hit a ground ball and move the runner to second base and then to third and then to home. And Babe kind of just flipped over the chessboard and just said, no, this is how you do it. You just whack it out of the park.
Sports journalist Lee Montville is author of The Big Bam, The Life and Times of Babe Ruth. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
You can read an excerpt from The Big Bam, as well as an essay on Babe Ruth and Barry Bonds at npr.org.